I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In Washington, D.C., the modern dance company led by choreographer Dana Tassin Burgess is a big part of the cultural landscape. Performances marking its 25th anniversary will take place at the Kennedy Center and the National Portrait Gallery. Also, a special part of that celebration will be a week-long residency this month in New Mexico. Dana Tassin Burgess is a native son. He grew up in Santa Fe and began his dance training at UNM. Dana Tassin Burgess joins us now from his office in Washington, D.C. Dana, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Was it your idea, Dana, to include a New Mexico tour in your anniversary season?
You know, it actually was. Growing up in Santa Fe was so formative for me as an artist. My parents were both visual artists, and my mom is still a visual artist. And so I grew up seeing the creative process. And when I choreograph, I often think of the stage as a canvas and the dancers almost as brushstrokes. And I thought it would be great to go back to Santa Fe to open the tour and then to Albuquerque, two places which I hold very dear to my heart.
Your path to dance, Dana, began with a very early interest as a kid in martial arts.
Right. I used to take martial arts every single day. And I competed on the regional circuit, specifically doing katas or forms, which are very dance oriented. And I think that discipline that you have in learning martial arts is the same discipline that you receive as a dancer.
Do you think there were influences of martial arts on your choreography that you did earlier on in your career?
Absolutely. I think the dynamic quality of it, the lines, even what I was basing dances on had an Asian influence to it. And I think being half Korean and half American influenced that as well.
A major theme of your work since the beginning has been your mother's Korean-American background. How did that Asian element influence your work?
I think that it's one component of why I became a choreographer. When I grew up in Santa Fe, I went to bilingual public schools in the day, and then I went to martial arts classes in the evening, and I had this family that was Korean and American, and I had friends who were Latino and American Indian. And so going from all these different cultural worlds was really sort of confusing in a sense. It was beautiful, but confusing. And when I think back at why I became a choreographer, I think that the only language that I could really count on across this spectrum of cultures to communicate what I was really feeling and sensing internally was movement. You know, every culture around the world dances, and we recognize whether somebody is depressed or somebody is happy, or we recognize elation through movement. And so for me, it's that fundamental communication that this art form has that pushed me forward.
This exploration of questions of diversity, ethnic, racial diversity, continues to influence your choreography in very big ways.
Many of my new choreographies are based on the confluence of cultures, these different stories that we as Americans are sharing, and that there's a certain commonality in terms of these stories. We all seek a safe home. We all seek a sense of family and community. These are universal stories that span the spectrum, no matter where you grew up.
One of the three pieces that you're going to be performing in both Santa Fe and Albuquerque during your residency in New Mexico, it's called Leaving Pusan, and it's based on the history of your grandmother's travel to Hawaii and to America. Could you give us a little description of this beautiful piece?
Sure. Leaving Pusan was a work that I made in the early 2000s, and it is the story of my grandmother deciding that she was going to leave Korea and immigrate to a new land that she had never seen before, which was Hawaii. And on my Korean side, my family is part of the first Koreans to move to America as a group in 1903. So this work was eventually expanded and commissioned by the Korean Centennial Board and by the Kennedy Center, and ended up being the centerpiece for the Korean Centennial in Washington, D.C.
And it's a beautiful piece, very restrained, small scale. It seems as if you are very drawn to the idea of stillness, unhurried movement.
Well, I think that now within modern dance, there is sort of this trend to be pyrotechnic. The more movement, the better. You know, there's a certain freneticism which is going on. And I've always been really interested in the poetic in movement, silence and stillness. So even though it's very technical, there are moments in which the audience is drawn in to ponder what a specific gesture might mean or what a posture might mean.
I'm wondering, since you are dealing with issues of diversity, have you changed how you think of yourself as an artist and what you want to create since the occurrences of early November of last year?
One of the works that we're bringing to New Mexico is entitled Margin, and it is based on an exhibition at the National Portrait Gallery in 2016. It is a series of contemporary portraits from all over the country, which show where we are as a nation, socioeconomic disparity, race, challenges that are facing youth in terms of the way we define ourselves sexually. And so I think that work is very apropos to just the social context that we're living in at this time and the outcome of the November election.
Dana Tasson Burgess and his self-named DC-based modern dance company travel this month to New Mexico, Dana's home state, for performances and masterclasses at NDI New Mexico in Santa Fe and UNM in Albuquerque. For a schedule, visit dtsbdc.org. Dana, wishing you a terrific visit to New Mexico.
Thank you very much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.